From Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The reason the Bible Answer Man is on the air is to defend the Christian faith, proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to teach discipleship to his followers, because life and truth matter. For more information or to order equipping resources, call 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Today's broadcast is an encore presentation. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, the contact information on the web, equip.org, via the mail, it's Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And resource consultants, as always, they are standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. I was thinking the other day, with a bit of irony, that there are people that actually ask me when I refer to the book of Nature where they could get a copy. Of course, when I am talking about the book of Nature, I'm talking about general revelation. Special revelation reveals what God did to reconcile the world to himself. General revelation reveals what God has shown in creation. As Paul put it, since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, his divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. It was failure to apply the explanatory power of natural revelation to the mysteries of the universe that ultimately trapped pagan thinkers in the intellectual cul-de-sac of their own making. Aristotle, for example, idealized the world in terms of how he thought it ought to be. Augustine, conversely, turned pages in the book of Nature and discovered how it really was. To some, the light of creation seems self-evident. But here's the problem. What seems self-evident is being obscured by the clever rhetoric of New Village atheists. And that's not all. Today, all too many rookie cold case detectives are looking at crime scenes, we're talking about the universe here, and drawing wrong conclusions in that they lack the eye of a veteran. In the book that we've been promoting all month, God's Crime Scene, a Cold Case Detective Examines the Evidence for a Divinely Created Universe, you had a story. A story of a rookie detective looking at a crime scene. I think it was the death of a man named Richard. And when he looked at that crime scene, he immediately deduced it has to be a suicide. But the veteran looking at the same evidence said, not so fast. There's another explanation. And I think this is the issue that all of us are confronted with. We hear evidence in the newspapers, in the media, we hear sound bites, and we think immediately, wow, this universe is a function of blind chance. We don't think anymore in an age of scientific enlightenment that it's God. It's not God, it's chance. That's the magic wand that pulls not only rabbits but universes out of hats. And that's one of the reasons I am so excited about the book that we are making available to you. It's important for you, for your kids, for your grandkids. It's incredible in terms of how it's put together. It was written by Jim Wallace. He's a cold case homicide detective. He's a popular national speaker. He's a great author. And what's interesting about Jim is that he's a member of a three-generation law enforcement family. He joins us on the broadcast. Good to have you back.
Hey, thanks so much for having me back. I really appreciate it. You're absolutely right. I mean, I think that I've entered into crime scenes where if I wasn't careful, my presuppositions would ruin the way I saw the evidence. You know, I would start to see things through a filter of what I expected or maybe thought in advance rather than let the evidence just speak to me. And so that's the danger. I think you're absolutely right. That is the danger. And this is what happens when a naturalist who refuses to even consider the possibility of something outside the natural realm looks at the evidence, is very easy to fall into the trap of just, you know, falling on your presuppositions and making assumptions that just aren't warranted by the evidence.
Talk for a minute, Jim, to the person who perhaps has children in school. You designed a book. You designed it in a particular way. You designed it for a particular purpose because you know that so many kids leave Christian homes and leave the faith because they think in an age of scientific enlightenment, it's untenable. So you wanted to produce a product that would allow them in an interactive way to understand that the only viable explanation is in the beginning God.
Yeah, absolutely. We tried to design it in a way that was easily accessible. So I wanted something, look, we have to be careful not to provide a resource for students that so simplifies the arguments that we just set them up for failure because they think, oh, the arguments are so simple to make. So what I tried to do was provide a book that the first half is really an accessible layperson version of responding to all the arguments, responding to all the kind of offerings that the naturalistic world might provide. And then there's a part called the secondary investigation, where if you really want to go into the details of how people who want to explain these eight evidences in the universe from a very naturalistic perspective, denying the existence of God, well, we're going to give you an explanation for these eight features of the universe, but I wanted students to be able to look at it much deeper if they want to, or if they're getting a challenge in school or a challenge from a peer, to be able to say, okay, I need to go a little deeper, and that's what that secondary investigation is for. And then there's a third level, which is if you wanted to go back to the source material, the three people from an atheist perspective who want to describe the evidence, the three people from a Christian perspective who want to describe the evidence, we've given them yet another layer of resources to go to. So I kind of consider God's Crime Scene to be a gateway book that gives you several levels of information. It can take you as far as you want to go in your search for truth.
And it's interesting in the way it's put together because you start with stories. And as you encounter these stories, you're wondering what really happened, who did it. And in the process, you now apply your real life experience as a cold case detective to the world of intelligent design.
Yeah, I can tell you that people who are familiar with my work from Dateline or other places where our work has been publicized, they all recognize some of these cases, but I try my best to guard and protect officers and victim families by changing some names, changing a few details. Unless I have permission from a family to use the story, then I'll just use it as it is. But for the most part, I always forget that that is probably a feature of the book that many people enjoy that I always take for granted, and that is that we're going to offer real cases, real criminal cases in every category to help you get a skill set the detectives use and then apply that skill set to this piece of evidence about the universe the same way we apply the skill set to a piece of evidence in a crime scene.
You make yourself the victim, so to speak. You're a newbie, as you describe yourself in the book. You come to this particular murder of Richard, and it looks to you not like a murder, it looks like a suicide. And then there's this seasoned veteran who is taking into account evidence that you don't see with the untrained eye. And I think to some degree, this becomes very, very helpful for us to realize at face value, things may look one way, but in reality, they're another.
That's right. And I can tell you, I've had more embarrassing, you know, the first couple of years of doing that job. I remember standing in blood that I wasn't supposed to be anywhere near. I remember making all kinds of mistakes. And there's one guy who I always portray in my books who I've got very clearly in my mind. I've changed his name. And he did have the ability, kind of like a Sherlock Holmes kind of ability, to kind of read between the lines and see things that all of us, there, I always say these are things that are hiding in plain sight, right? That we don't take for granted sometimes. Well, he had that ability, and I hope over the years, the more you do this, the more you kind of get that ability. And that's, I think, one of the advantages I had as a toward the end of my career, right, where I was with the guys who maybe were their first homicide or it was their first year in homicide, I found myself in the role that I describe as Alan Jeffries, you know, this guy who has all that experience to be able to see the things that are hiding in plain sight. And that's what we're doing, really, Hank. And you guys were so helpful in the way you contributed to this book to look at those things that we often gloss over in these 8 pieces of evidence in the universe and say to ourselves, wait a minute, back up for a second. How do we explain this? And then how does the collection of explanations about the 8 pieces, how are they unified with one particular suspect who could account for all 8 pieces where the alternative explanations are very divergent? You know, these folks who want to offer alternative explanations for this evidence, they don't even agree with each other. Yet we've got one suspect we can put in view that could explain and unify the entire evidence set. When that happens professionally, you're thinking to yourself, okay, I have the right guy.
Talk for a moment about the premise of intelligent design, that you're just going to follow the evidence wherever it leads. You don't have an agenda. Truth becomes self-evident.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you have to lay down the things that you think, you know, for example, if you had a particular kind of crime and you're of a certain, let's say, ethnic group, and you thought to yourself, there's no way someone in my ethnic group could commit this kind of a crime. Well, that's the kind of thing we want to reject. This idea that you have a racist view that only certain kinds of crimes are committed by certain kinds of people? Really? I mean, we want to reject that kind of a view. But that means you've got to lay down some presuppositions that all of us might carry to a particular crime scene. You know, for example, we seldom think when we get to a gruesome murder that a woman would be capable of this kind of murder. We typically see men involved in these kinds of gruesome acts, and sometimes we want to, when we see a woman is killed in a setting, we think to ourselves, well, we're looking for a guy. Well, are we? Let's don't jump to conclusions yet. Let's wait and let all the evidence kind of bear out by laying down our presuppositions and see what is the most reasonable inference after we've collected all the evidence neutrally. And that's what we try to do. I've had people read the book who say, you know, Jim, the book doesn't seem like it's almost argumentative enough. The case is actually better than you're presenting it. Well, of course, but my role as a detective is always to be very neutral about the way I collect and present evidence. I have a view, but my job is not to trumpet my view. It's to simply just the facts, ma'am. Here's what I see, and then the inferences, I think, are pretty apparent, but I want to leave them in a neutral way so that people who get this book, if they're Christians, well, I think they'll be encouraged. But if they're atheists, I hope I've done a fair job and a neutral job. I'm not going to mock the other side. I'm not going to, you know, poke fun at the other side. Instead, I just want to neutrally present the evidence that I find. It's just like Joe Friday on Dragnet, right? Just the facts, ma'am. You know, it's a pretty personality-less approach to this investigation. I think that's my responsibility as a detective to take a very similar approach.
You just touched on this, but I think it bears elaboration. We've always been prone at the Christian Research Institute to present a minimalist case because then the threshold for proof does not become overbearing. I think that's what you're talking about here. You're talking about not overstating the facts, but stating the facts just as they are from a minimalist perspective.
No, you're absolutely. Let me tell you something. I said this last time I was with you. As an atheist who was wrestling with these issues, 18 years ago, listening to the Bible Answer Man on a daily basis in my surveillance unit, right? I was on a surveillance team at the time. I listened to your show daily, okay? And what I loved about it was that it had a relatively neutral approach. Like you said, it's dispassionate. You know, detectives don't get passionate. I don't care who the suspect is in my case, but once I have a suspect in view on the basis of the evidence, I have a duty to go forward. I don't have anything against this guy. I don't have a grudge to pick with this guy. I don't care who the suspect ended up being. It just happened to be this guy. And my job is to come at it relatively neutral. I can tell you, when I listened to the Bible Answer Man as a skeptic, that was one of the things that drew me in. That I didn't feel like, you know, it was just about pounding the desk about this. It was a relatively, you know, it was a very rational, kind of calm, evenly delivered case, and that was very powerful for me.
We're talking to Jim Wallace. He, of course, is the author of God's Crime Scene, A Cold Case Detective, Examines the Evidence for a Divinely Created Universe. I endorse the book. I think it's one of the best resources on one of the most important subjects. We're talking about the issue of origins. How one views their origins will ultimately determine how they live their life. This is not just a apologetic issue. It is the apologetic issue. The book available for your gift. You can check it out on the web at equip.org. You can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. We're going to be right back with Jim Wallace as we continue our interview. Again, Jim, appreciate your work and appreciate you devoting the time to be on the broadcast today.
I'm indebted to you, Hank. I really appreciate all your work in this regard.
Get your copy. This is one of those resources you just don't want to be without. Again, you can get your copy as you give to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. We'll be right back, so please don't touch that dial.
G.K. Chesterton remarked, "It is absurd for the evolutionist to complain that it is unthinkable for an admittedly unthinkable God to make everything out of nothing, and then pretend that it is more thinkable that nothing should turn itself into everything. It is pure folly to embrace atheism's dogma of evolutionary naturalism." There is, however, an alternative to atheism. The book, God's Crime Scene by J. Warner Wallace, examines evidence for belief in a divinely created universe. To receive your copy of God's Crime Scene, a cold case detective examines the evidence for a divinely created universe as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. We'll be right back with Hank Hanegraaff after this. The fast-growing acceptance of same-sex marriage is comparable to a massive cultural earthquake and resulting tsunami that rearranges the social landscape. It may well be the most significant social revolution in human history, but there is also a promise. If things can change this fast in one direction, they can change just as fast in another. CRI's special offer of Same-Sex Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stonestreet, and a special edition of the Christian Research Journal featuring articles on same-sex sexuality and transgender issues from Hank Hanegraaff and Joe Dallas, will help you stand for biblical life and truth. To receive the Same-Sex Marriage book and journal special offer as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or simply visit equip.org. Because life and truth are under attack by secularists who deem the Bible nothing more than primitive superstitions and fairy tales, Christians are called to give reasons for what and why they believe to highly educated skeptics and atheists. Wisdom, however, warns against engaging in a defense of the one true faith without adequate training and preparation. The book by J. Warner Wallace, God's Crime Scene, A Cold Case Detective Examines the Evidence for a Divinely Created Universe, will equip you to present and defend the arguments and evidence for God's existence. To receive God's Crime Scene as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Recently, Time magazine noted a number of prominent evangelical churches and leaders who have reversed their positions on homosexuality. Time concluded that, quote, change is coming to one of the last redoubts of opposition to gay marriage in America, end quote. Is modern evangelicalism on the cusp of embracing a God-ordained civil rights movement or a grotesque error masquerading as reformation? Other topics include putting race in biblical perspective, two views on human origins, how Christianity led to the rise of modern science, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff says Sherlock Holmes has nothing on J. Warner Wallace. In his new book, God's Crime Scene, a cold case detective examines the evidence for a divinely created universe. Wallace uses the tools of a world-class homicide detective to discern whether or not clues point in the direction of a divine intruder. The reader can almost hear the words, "Elementary, my dear Watson," as Wallace evaluates the powerful evidence for cosmic design. To receive your copy of God's Crime Scene as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. And now, let's rejoin your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Jim Wallace has been featured repeatedly on Dateline, Fox News, Court TV. He's a member of a three-generation law enforcement family, and he and his wife have four children and live where we used to live, or in the vicinity, at least Southern California. And we were very excited when he wrote the book God's Crime Scene. And now it is available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and our outreaches around the world about the book. I say Sherlock Holmes has nothing on Jim Wallace. In God's Crime Scene, Wallace uses the tools of a world-class homicide detective to discern whether or not clues point in the direction of a divine intruder. The reader can almost hear the words, "Elementary, my dear Watson," as Wallace evaluates the evidence for cosmic design. This is a highly readable resource by which skeptics and seekers alike can follow truth towards its origin. And again, the reason that I'm excited about a book on origins, particularly with a novel bent, although it's not a novel, is because the issue of origins is surpassingly important. There are so many today who are suggesting that atheism is the answer, that there is no difference between right, wrong, good, bad. We don't need to be moral because it only makes you feel better. And ultimately, anything is permissible in a universe without a God. Again, there are so many reasons why we need to become expert on this issue, and that, once again, is why I want to put this book into your hands. You can get your copy on the web at equip.org, or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, resource consultant standing by, 888-7000. And the letter CRI. Jim Wallace, welcome to the broadcast.
Wow, thanks so much for having me, Hank. Can I just give you a shameless plug for what you've been doing for years and years and years there? You know, I was an atheist and a very committed one until I was about 35 years old. And at the time, I was working as a detective, and I was working in an undercover position where I was a part of a surveillance team. And I was really starting to examine the Gospels as eyewitness accounts. I was getting very interested in them. And I was in my car about 12 hours a day. We were watching guys who would plan to do robberies. And we were doing this every day. And my mates, you know, my partners, they all knew that I was a very committed atheist. I was the kind of guy who would make fun of the Christians that we would take to jail, or the Christians who were in our agency, the few that were there. And I would always mock these guys. And so they knew I was a pretty committed atheist, but they started to see a change in my nature as I started to investigate the case. And I was somewhere in that process of investigating it when I stumbled upon your show. This is about 1996, I would say.
Oh, wow.
And so I would sit in my car, and it was 3 o'clock in Los Angeles. That's when the show would come on the air. And every day, I don't care where we were in the surveillance, hopefully we weren't moving, we were sitting and watching somebody, I could turn on that radio show. And one day, I was listening to your show, and I had all my stuff out. I had my Bible, I had commentaries, I had research books, I had all, you know, just a ton of literature. I was just really digging through the material. And I was listening to your show and making notes, and I was so engrossed. I was sitting in a parking lot. We were on a surveillance, and I was on the perimeter of the surveillance. And a partner of mine, who had kind of seen this change in my nature, snuck up on me. And I wasn't paying attention. I should have been. You know, it's not very safe to not be paying attention to your surroundings. But I was so engrossed in your show. And this guy walked up on me, and then he saw that I had a Bible in my lap, and I was listening to your show, and he said, "I knew it. I knew something was changing in you. Don't tell me now you're going to be a Christian." So, And I remember it took, you know, probably about 6 months for me to go through this process, but I'll never forget it. And I've always wanted to talk to you about that, because your show, for people like me, who were kind of going through this process of investigating it, I never realized that there was a number of Christians, a form of Christianity that could be thoughtful and well-reasoned and could actually address the issues that were problematic for me. And discovering your show made a huge difference, and I never missed it. I mean, it was really important to me to listen to that show, because I was just really wanted to dig through. And here you were answering the very questions that I had in my own head, because callers would call in and, you know, pose these questions. And it was just a huge influence on my life. So people who are listening, and I know there are just people like me out there right now who are listening to this and kind of, you know, sorting through the issues. If you had talked to me a year before I became a Christian, even a week before I actually started attending a church, you'd have said, no way will Jim Wallace ever be a Christian. But it's shows like yours, Hank, that actually help this process for skeptics like me who need to know, is there a good reason to believe this is true? So I just want to encourage you. And boy, I can't imagine that all these years later, 18 years later, we're now talking on the same on the phone, and we're actually, your work, your contributions to God's crime scene, when I sent you the manuscript, and you and Stephen sent back a ton of ideas and things to think about, and I spent probably 2 days incorporating those ideas into the book. So to be able to partner with you in some way on this, to me, is just a great joy. So I wanted to say thank you. I believe it was a great, big deal in my life, and I'm sure it is for lots of others, too.
Well, I just don't know what to say. I'm speechless. But let's talk about the book. I deeply appreciate it, by the way. You are a cold case homicide investigator. Explain exactly what that is to those who might not be familiar with what happens when a case grows cold.
Sure. I mean, most cases, all kinds of crimes, there's a statute of limitations for crimes. So if you do a robbery or a burglary, there's a period of time after which I can't come after you because it's expired. But this is not the case for murders. Murders stay open. They never close. There's no statute of limitations. So I'm actually able to open cases. And in my agency, when I first started doing this, had about 30 to 35 of these old unsolved murders that I thought those 30 to 35 had some things I could kind of play with, I could work with, had some possibilities. And so I started to kind of look at those, and we systematically went through each case. And what we do is we take a look at old documents, basically supplemental reports taken by detectives back in the 70s and 80s from eyewitnesses who are, some of them are not even here anymore. The eyewitnesses have died. And even some of the investigators have died. So here you have this set of documents in which both the reporter and the eyewitness are no longer available to me. What does that sound like? This sounds like the Gospels. And so the same techniques that I've used for years in kind of mining through these old supplemental reports to get to the truth of what really happened, I just applied to the Gospels as a new investigator, kind of as a new seeker. And that's why, like I said, you know, your show was so helpful. But that's exactly what we do as cold case detectives.
And so you had this idea as a believer, someone who had grown in faith and knowledge, to take your skills as a cold case homicide investigator and then apply them in the process of thinking through the issue of origins.
Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, a lot of this was just a kind of reflection of what I had to go through 18 years ago before I could be certain that I was stepping in the right direction. So yeah, this is, I mean, what I hope to do in God's Crime Scene is to not only give you, here's the data points, here's the evidence, but how do we think clearly about evidence when we make a case toward a particular conclusion? How do we determine the best inference from evidence? So I'm trying to give you a skill set as well as not just the facts. You know, I want to give you a way of thinking about the facts.
And one of the things that I want to get highlighted in this segment, we'll be talking to Jim for the rest of the show, one of the things I want to highlight here is the importance of this issue, particularly for an upcoming generation.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I think that this generation between, say, 15 and 30 is probably the most critically important generation in the church right now. I mean, you and I, Hank, we can pick our, we often do pick our friends, we pick our associates, we pick who we go to dinner with, we pick who we hang out with. But when you're in that age group where you're starting to go into the university systems, you don't get to pick necessarily the people who are going to be in your classrooms, the professors who are going to be teaching you, the worldview you're going to be surrounded by. So now you're in a vulnerable position, and if we don't help our students, our young people, see the landscape, both from our perspective and from the other perspective, and know what's strong and weak on our side and what's strong and weak on that side, we haven't done them a service. And so what we're trying to do with this book is to provide a resource. Here's the case from in this very neutral way. You can kind of tell my tone in the book is very neutral. I want to give you the case as plain as I can, just the facts, ma'am. You know, Joe Friday, here you go. And then the students then can have a resource that they can actually refer back to when they start to hear the challenges, which they inevitably will.
We're talking to Jim Wallace. He is a cold case homicide detective. As mentioned, he's a popular national speaker. He's appeared on all kinds of television shows. And now he's written a book that's very, very accessible. And as we just mentioned, very important, particularly for youth who are coming up and are now encountering professors who are telling them that there is no right or wrong. There is no good or bad, their lives are just a function of dumb luck. Now, is that hyperbole? No. I have been referring to Dr. Alex Rosenberg. He is the R. Taylor Cole Professor. He is the chair, think about that, the chair of the philosophy department at Duke University. He's the co-director of the Duke Center for Philosophy of Biology. And he's telling people in The Atheist Guide to Reality that you can enjoy life without any illusions. And part of that enjoyment is the unmitigated truth, from his perspective, that this life means nothing. And therefore, whatever you do is of little consequence in the big picture as long as it brings you pleasure and enjoyment. I mean, this is not fiction. This is what kids are encountering. And that's why it is so critical that we have an accessible book which leads you to the truth with respect to origins. Many of you know my testimony. I, too, at one point in my life, for many years as a youth, believed there was no God. And that led to all kinds of difficulties. Life changed dramatically when I not only realized that there is a God, but that we are accountable to Him. Again, why I am so excited about this book. It is accessible. It is readable. I mean, it's just unique. It's a fantastic resource. Get your copy for your gift on the web, equip.org. You can also order via the mailbox, 8500 Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or just pick up the phone, talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. We're going to be right back with Jim Wallace. More questions and answers as we talk about this incredible resource. You don't want to miss it. Equip.org. Check it out.
G.K. Chesterton said, "There are only two kinds of people, those who accept dogma and know it, and those who accept dogma and don't know it." Truth is, we must never surrender critical thought to dogmas of our age, whether scientific or religious, especially with respect to the dogmas of naturalistic evolution. God's Crime Scene, a new book by J. Warner Wallace, presents cosmological, biological, mental, and moral evidence not only to refute naturalistic evolutionary dogma, but to establish beyond reasonable doubt that God exists. Receive God's Crime Scene. A cold case detective examines the evidence for a divinely created universe as our thank you for supporting CRI's life-changing outreaches by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Over the past year, American news has been dominated by one story after another of a black man being fatally injured in a confrontation with police. Allegations of racism have followed each case, accompanied by discussions, debates, demonstrations, and disturbances with an intensity unseen since the 1960s. What kind of healing can Christian faith bring to this national divide? Other topics include assessing the church's change of heart about homosexuality. Is it immoral to believe in God? Two views on human origins, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. Cold case detective J. Warner Wallace would never allow a divine intruder to enter his life. Yet over time, something changed, and he now sees himself as a guest in the Creator's universe. Detective Wallace is not a theist because his parents believed or because he needed to fulfill a void in his life. Rather, he says, "I believe God exists because the evidence leaves me no reasonable alternative." God's Crime Scene, a cold case detective examines the evidence for a divinely created universe, presents the cosmological, biological, mental, and moral cases for God. To receive God's Crime Scene as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org, equip.org. Same-sex marriage is here. It went from unthinkable to legal at a dizzying pace. The question is, now what? Can I attend a same-sex wedding? Can my business provide services for a same-sex union ceremony? What if a person in a gay marriage becomes a Christian? If you haven't encountered these questions yet, stay tuned. Given the current reality shift, you're likely to. Get well-reasoned answers to these and other questions in CRI's Same-Sex Marriage Resource Package, which includes the book Same-Sex Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stonestreet, and a special edition of the Christian Research Journal featuring articles by Hank Hanegraaff and Joe Dallas. To receive the Same-Sex Marriage Resource Package as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. When it comes to engaging with highly educated secularists, skeptics, and flat-out atheists, no Christian desires to enter intellectual, philosophical, and theological engagements untrained. As a way of equipping you to stand faithfully and fruitfully for Jesus Christ and biblical truth, the Christian Research Institute is offering J. Warner Wallace's book, God's Crime Scene, A Cold Case Detective Examines the Evidence for a Divinely Created Universe. To receive your copy of God's Crime Scene as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And again, we're talking to Jim Wallace. He is the author of God's Crime Scene, a cold case detective examines the evidence for a divinely created universe. And Jim, I think what's really cool about the book is you can sit back and you are the jury. The evidence is being presented and you get to make the decision as to whether that is compelling evidence or not.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes we think that we have to be experts in these fields before we can even begin to assess this evidence. And you know, in criminal trials, I often will call expert witnesses. You can't often do a trial without expert witnesses. But in the end, the people who get to make a decision are the jurors. And we will intentionally not put experts in these particular fields in the jury box. In the jury box, we want people who are smart, passionate, interested. But we don't want experts because sometimes our pride will puff us up and you'll make a decision against, you know, the best inference because you get prideful about your knowledge. So we're looking for people who are open, unbiased, passionate, but you don't have to be an expert. And that's why I want to kind of convey in this book, because, you know, most of the time when we read this kind of material, Hank, it's tough. I mean, it can be really heady. And we're trying to get a resource that is, we're going to ask you to raise the bar, but we want to get you there in a way. We want to throw the ball across the center of the plate so you can catch it, you know, rather than, you know, we're not trying to throw fastballs that are impossible to swing at.
And you have a lot of illustrations in the book. Obviously, a big believer, as you'd show a jury illustrations, you want to do the same thing throughout your book.
Yeah, you know, I actually, before I became a police officer, my dad was a cop for years before I joined the force, and I actually pursued the arts, and so my bachelor's degree is in design, my master's degree is in architecture, and so my whole background was in the arts, and so, you know, it turns out all these years later, we started to kind of use this approach, I think a very visual approach with juries, and so a lot of that kind of thinking about how you make a case in front of a jury visually is the stuff we tried to do in this book. So I got the chance to actually do my own illustrations to kind of bring the ideas to life.
So we've talked about this, but you're a cold case homicide investigator by profession, and I want you to underscore the correlation now between the tools of the trade, so to speak, in investigating a crime scene and those needed to investigate the origins of the universe.
This is my simple approach in this book. It's the same approach I take at death scenes. We get called to death scenes all the time. Not all of them are criminal. When we go, sometimes we're dispatched to what's called a DBR, a dead body report. So you don't know what the cause of the death was. You get there and you've got, you know, one of four options because there's only four ways to die. You know, you either have a natural, an accidental, a suicide, or a homicide. And how we determine whether it's a natural, accidental, or a suicide, which we're not going to get involved with, we want to know if it's a homicide. And how we determine which of these four it is really quite simple. It's a little game I call inside or outside the room. And we simply ask the question, can I account for all the evidence inside this room by staying inside the room? If I can, more than likely this is not a homicide. So, for example, if I've got a gunshot injury and I've got a pistol in the room, but I've got the doors are all locked up and the only fingerprints and DNA I have in the room belong to the victim and even the gun belongs to the victim, well, then it's a suicide. I've got no sign of an intruder. So I can explain all the evidence in the room by staying in the room. Now, on the other hand, if that gun's not his and there's fingerprints on that gun that belong to him at all and there's DNA that's foreign in the room and I've got bloody footprints leading out the door, well, now I can't explain those things by staying in the room. I have to go outside the room for an explanation of those facts. And now I've got to consider that this is no longer just a death scene. It's a crime scene because I can only get the explanation by going outside the room. So the question I have for the universe is, if we were to treat the universe in a similar way and ask the simple question, can I explain all the evidence I find in the room of the universe by staying in the room of the universe? Well, then I can use naturalism as sufficient. I don't need to think about an intruder at all. But if the evidence cannot be explained by staying in the room, and is best explained by going outside the room, well, now I've got to consider an intruder. And that's why we call this book the God's Crime Scene, not to suggest that God is guilty of anything or is culpable for anything, but just to suggest that we could look at the universe the same way we look at death scenes to determine if we've got an intruder.
Talking to Jay Warner Wallace, he's a former atheist, and as just mentioned, he's a seasoned cold case detective, author of a book I want to put in your hands, God's Crime Scene. Get your copy on the web at equip.org or when you write me at box 8500 Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk to our resource consultants who are standing by as we speak. The number 888-7000 and the letter CRI. I want to back up a little bit. You have become a committed believer. You were formerly a committed atheist. Talk about the difference it's made in every dimension of your life.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was one of those guys who would have said that meaning is whatever ideas determine. It's, you know, ideas have consequences. And we talk about this all the time, right? You talk about how young people, what's the challenge for young people? I didn't face the challenge very well. I mean, if you could have given me an alternative worldview that would account for origins without using, you know, the existence of God as a scripture, without having to go to the Bible for an answer, and it would allow me to understand how we got here and what the issues are and how we can solve them and what the role of evolution has been and how we change over time. And this worldview would also allow me to chase my passions without any concern for anyone else. Well, then tell you what, I'm going to pick that worldview because there's three things happening, I think, at the college setting. One, we have underprepared young Christian students who are going to college, and they're in a hostile environment, which is really not good for them in terms of holding on to their Christian worldview. And then three, they are fallen humans who want to chase their passions. And that's why there's an alternative view out there that will allow them to do that comfortably without having any guilt about it, without thinking about the consequences. Well, then, of course, they're going to adopt that worldview. And that was my life for all those years. And I would have said, even though I was a police officer and I felt like I was doing a noble work, you know, I made my own rules in terms of what I thought was good or bad. And I never, and I think this is true, Hank, for a lot of police officers. It's hard for us to submit to other authority. We typically, when we walk in a room professionally, we are the authority that others submit to. So it's hard for us to kind of learn to bend our knee to something bigger than us. And so it took quite some time for me to actually consider that there was something more authoritative than my own thoughts about life.
It seems interesting, and actually there seems to be a corollary here. When you're a cold case homicide investigator, sort of like looking for a needle in a haystack, and I think the same thing is true when you're living life without a divine intruder, without a God. What happens in life or the course of your life, it always seems like you're looking for that needle in a haystack. But when Christ comes into your life, demonstrating that he's the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence, everything seems to fall into place.
Well, look, you know, exactly. As a police officer, I embraced this notion that there were objective moral truths that I wanted to enforce by way of law. But how in the world could I account for such things? And when you actually know where these things come from, and you realize that there are personal obligations that require persons, and then you learn who that person is, it changes everything. If you never knew who your father was, and then someday you get to meet your father and kind of learn about what your father's life's been like, and you start to see why your life's been a certain way, you start to see things about yourself that you understand now in virtue of the fact that you now know who your father is. And I think that the same thing happens for us when we actually learn. And I'm a very, very thoughtful person about this. I mean, I was not somebody who would trust my own experiences, trust my own emotional experiences. I was somebody who was skeptical about those kinds of things. But I can tell you, once I knew that I had good reason to believe this was true, I was willing to lay down my arms. I was willing to lay down the walls that I had built up between me and anything. And I can tell you my relationships changed with people. This is not why I became a Christian. This is not what drove me. But I can tell you, as a consequence of this investigation, when I got to the place where I was confident, everything changed. My wife will tell you that she thought of it as a miracle. She never, there's no way. We were together for 18 years before either of us became Christians. So for her to see this transformation, she couldn't believe it. And I think this is why my partners were getting suspicious, and they started to see the way I was interacting with people was changing, and my heart was softening, and they started to see some of this, and they kind of were suspicious that something was going on.
Jim, this ministry, one of the core values is apologetics, also biblical literacy, countering the cults and so forth. But when you think about apologetics, it's sort of a big word. It's kind of a heady word. But we're talking about always being ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us with gentleness and with respect. But it's not about demonstrating intellectual acumen as much as it is about winning someone to the same Christ that you have come to adore and worship. Talk about apologetics from that standpoint and how your book feeds into a relationship with the living God.
Yeah, I think there was a message of the gospel that I simply could not hear for years because I had constructed walls with my own objections. And so what we're doing now is a book like this, and it was so helpful for me with a show like yours, was it helped me to kind of knock down the walls that stood between me and just hearing the simple truth of the gospel. So it wasn't that I'm enamored with apologetics or enamored with this case. I simply needed something to help me to remove the barriers between me and the simplest presentation possible. And so I think this is what we try to do with books like this, is we two things. Number one, if there are people out there who have these objections and they can't hear the good news, and it just sounds like like a joke to them, well, this is the kind of book I hope that will at least kind of get them on a level playing field so they can hear the gospel. But for those of us who are already Christians, trust me, we're going to have to encounter these issues with others. And the more you know, I always kind of make this analogy, we use bulletproof vests in our profession, and the reason why we wear them is because we've seen them in action in the range. We fire rounds at them. They stop rounds. So when we go in the field, we can stand tall in terrible situations because we know, hey, nothing else. We're wearing our bulletproof vest, and we've seen how it stops rounds. So what we're trying to do with books like God's Crime Scene is help Christians see that this vest called Christianity stops rounds. And so you can have confidence to wear it, to not shrink from conversations, to not run or hit the deck when something bad happens. You're actually able to stand tall. And because you know that it's true, you now can trust in this in a crisis. And that's why I think it's so important to have resources like this.
J. Warner Wallace, again, the book examines 8 critical pieces of evidence in the crime scene of the universe to determine if they point to a divine intruder. If you've ever wondered if something or someone outside the natural realm created the universe and everything in it, this is the book for you. Again, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can find it on the web at equip.org. Jim, good to have you on the broadcast. Thanks for your encouragement.
I'm indebted to you, Hank. Thanks so much for having me.
God bless you. And again, the book available on the web as just mentioned, or you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultants, they are standing by. The number 888-7000 and the letter CRI. By the way, when you go to the web, please give generously. This is July. The summer months are tough. Please help us stay on top of things from a financial standpoint. The gospel's free. Someone has to put in the plumbing. Might as well be you.
Thank you for joining us today. For many people, when they think about the idea of God, they think of God as something of an unwelcomed divine intruder in their world. The reality, of course, is altogether different. The one true and living God is the transcendent creator and immanent sustainer of the universe, and we are His guest. The new book, God's Crime Scene, by cold case detective J. Warner Wallace, examines the cosmological, biological, mental, and moral evidence that identifies the creator and landlord of the universe in which we live. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the mind-shaping ministries of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you this powerful resource. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Recently, Time magazine noted a number of prominent evangelical churches and leaders who have reversed their positions on homosexuality. Time concluded that, quote, "change is coming to one of the last redoubts of opposition to gay marriage in America," end quote. Is modern evangelicalism on the cusp of embracing a God-ordained civil rights movement or a grotesque error masquerading as reformation? Other topics include
Putting Race in Biblical Perspective, Two Views on Human Origins, How Christianity Led to the Rise of Modern Science, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org.
Because life and truth are under attack by secularists who deem the Bible nothing more than primitive superstitions and fairy tales, Christians are called to give reasons for what and why they believe to highly educated skeptics and atheists. Wisdom, however, warns against engaging in a defense of the one true faith without adequate training and preparation. The book by J. Warner Wallace, God's Crime Scene, A Cold Case Detective Examines the Evidence for a Divinely Created Universe, will equip you to present and defend the arguments and evidence for God's existence. To receive God's Crime Scene as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Equip.org.